It's 2 o'clock on this Friday afternoon. This is Centennial College Radio News. It's our last newscast of the semester, and what a semester it has been. I'm Patrick Clark with Tandewe Vella and Will Masgay. It's 13 degrees outside our East York studios. We will begin with sports. The headlines are: International Criminal Police Organization fears terrorist attacks at Olympics. Harry Jarvis dead at 60. Raptors win big against Orlando Magic. And Canadians celebrate victory after whipping Philadelphia Flyers. Now to our top story. The International Criminal Police Organization said today that there is a high chance the Beijing Summer Olympics could be targeted by terrorists. Earlier this month, Chinese authorities said they had detained 45 East Turkestan terrorist suspects. The authorities said they also foiled plots to kidnap athletes at the Games and carry out suicide bomb attacks. The ICPO said it will remain committed to helping the Chinese authorities ensure the Beijing Summer Olympics are as safe as possible. Harry Jarvis, a three-time Olympian and 10-time national champion, died at 60 in London, Ontario. His body was found behind a high school where he was delivering wrestling mats for a tournament. Foul play isn't suspected. An autopsy has yet to be performed to determine the cause of death. Jarvis was known as the gentle giant of Canadian wrestling. 106-90, the Toronto Raptors wrapped up a winning gift for spectators at the Air Canada Centre. It was a must-win game of their Eastern Conference preliminary series. TJ Ford was the star of the game. He ended with 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Toronto now trails 2-1 in the best of 7. The Raptors' next game is Saturday afternoon at the Air Canada Centre. A New Brunswick Middle School cheerleading team also has something to cheer about. The team took home silver at a recent competition, but has its eyes on a gold medal. Jill Clausen reports.
Ready. 5, 6, 7, 8.
The Quispam Sis Middle School Cougars cheerleading team kicked off its season in style. The team performed in its first competition of the 2008 season on Saturday, March 1st in nearby St. John. The Cougars placed second out of 8 teams. Coach June Gates, who has been coaching the team for 4 years, credits this to the fact that the Cougars practice hard and are truly dedicated to their sport.
It's hard. It's very hard to. People think of it as being something kind of silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it is a lot of hard work.
There are 4 cheer competitions before the grand finale in May, the provincial championships. The QMS Cougars took the title in 2004 and have been working to regain the top spot ever since. Despite the fact that the team is in the gym several times a week, learning dance, cheer, stunts, jumps, and gymnastics, they believe they don't get the same respect that other school teams get.
People look at cheerleading, they kind of think of it as being silly, but in competitive cheerleading, it's a lot of hard work. We don't really get the respect because people don't think of it as a sport, but it is considered a sport. It's actually considered a high-risk sport.
The Cougars will take the floor again on March 15th at St. Stephen High School, where they hope to bring home a first-place trophy. Thanks for tuning in. This is Jill Clausen, Centennial College Radio News.
That's all for news. Our very own Will Masgay has something to rant about.
Thanks, Patrick. I hope everyone is having a lovely day so far. It certainly is great to be here in the great city of Toronto, soaking up the spring weather. Right now is a great time to be a Toronto sports fan. Our beloved Raptors are in the playoffs, and the Blue Jays season is well underway. Toronto FC all starts up this weekend. The relatively new franchise has attracted an incredible following from all corners of the city. Our Leafs may be golfing, but the city is still alive with sports fever. In my opinion, Toronto is some of the best sports fans in the world. We really and truly love our teams. We are loyal fans that stick through tough times and don't turn down matters at what happens. There is a professional franchise in this town that doesn't enjoy the love and admiration of the good people who live here. If you have any doubts, simply look at the Toronto Maple Leafs. It seems like every year they have the tools to go far, but they always end up falling flat in their faces. Yet still, they sell out every game. People love the Leafs because they are Toronto's team. They have history and tradition. Without them, this city simply wouldn't be the same. Some people will argue that the only reason people are so dedicated to the Leafs is because Toronto is historically a hockey town. I disagree. I think it's because Toronto is simply a sports city. We love any sports team who can inspire us, if not by winning, then by their hard work and determination. If you don't believe me, simply walk down to the ACC this Saturday for the Raptors game and observe the sea of red. When it comes right down to it, Toronto is a town that thrives in its sports. We love the thrill of competition and the passion that comes with loving a team. I know every city in North America believes they are the greatest sports fan, but I've seen other sporting events in other cities. I have seen the lackluster support for certain teams in certain cities. I've also seen certain cities abandon their teams when they go on a cold streak. That doesn't happen in Toronto. Even if the Raptors don't come out on top in the playoffs with the championship ring, they can still hold their head up high. Toronto will always be number one when it comes to fans. And that's it for me. Now on to Tandy.
Well, most people know about pregnant teenager Noelle Moat, who called police saying her boyfriend Christopher Harbin assaulted her. The story is so well known because she was put in jail, not even charged with a crime, to make sure she testified at Harbin's trial. Regardless of the cruel and unusual tactic to get Moat to back up her statements to police, she recently recanted her story at Harbin's trial. Her court explanation for her facial bruising was sleeping on something hard. Oh, like the concrete slab she probably had to sleep on when the police arrested her? Is this really the message the justice system wants to send to women being abused by their partners? That something that starts as a cry for protection can result in a woman languishing in jail to ensure her testimony? Moat's claim that she will never call the police again, no matter how much danger she's in, is a sad reflection of what a lot of battered women will take from this disturbing episode. So, what can the recent provincial funding for women abuse prevention do for a woman that is beaten to death by her boyfriend because she's too scared to call the police? Now, back to Patrick.
That's definitely something to think about, Andy. That's our broadcast for this hour. On behalf of Centennial College Radio News, I'm Patrick Lark. You can find more on our website at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. Thanks for listening. On behalf of myself and the entire crew, a great day is what we wish you. Have a safe summer.